Yesterday, we tried to get to this player. We were unable to do so, but I got him today. He is a former LSU wide receiver, a national champion, 48 receptions, over 700 yards, and 7 touchdowns in just 7 games last year. 106 career receptions for over 1,500 yards, 23 TDs while at LSU, tied for number 4 in school history in career TD receptions, and one of only 6 players in LSU history with at least 1,500 receiving yards and 20 TDs. In other words, he had a really nice career. The NFL draft gets underway on Thursday. We are joined by Terrace Marshall Jr. Terrace, great to have you on. How are you?
Man, I'm good. All is well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Same with me. Great to have you on. So the draft is now 2 days out. I got to ask, what's a normal day like right now for you? Are you hearing from teams or have things started to kind of go quiet?
Definitely hearing from teams. I've been hearing from them, you know, ever since Pro Day. A lot. So it's been a great process. Been a fun process, and I'm just looking forward to this in 2 days.
All right. So I would ask you how you prepared physically for the NFL, but there is a story from a little while back where you were training so hard and so frequently that even your mom said, "Quote, son, we need to chill out." And your response was, "Mom, I can't take a break because while I'm resting, I know the next man's working," end of quote. So where did that mindset come from?
Man, it just come from, you know, just being self-motivated. Just waking up every day, you know, knowing my purpose, knowing, you know, why I do it every day. So I just keep my drive going as much as possible. So I never want to stop working.
You know, it seems to me that if you've got that mentality, it's one thing to have that mentality when things are going well, but it's another thing to have that mentality when you have to overcome something. And the fact is, you're in the spot right now, and it's amazing because if we go back to high school, you broke your fibula, you dislocated your ankle in 2 places. It's the kind of injury that could actually end somebody's career. How were you able to come back from that, both physically and mentally?
Oh, man, I give all the glory to God. With me and then my hard work, you know, to get back and push, you know, try to be back to my best self. I just, you know, stay dedicated, you know, and just kept my head, you know, on the dream and just not worrying about, you know, all of the obstacles and stuff. So I just, you know, try to fight that off and just continue to keep grinding.
Terrace Marshall Jr. is my guest. I'm going to tell you something, though. It seems to me when you go through something like that and you go through something like that at a young age, I'm not really sure how you understood the things that you just laid out for me. As an example, your coach, Lawan Lotson, said that he broke down. He broke down, your coach, when he saw you got hurt. But when he spoke to you, you said, "I'm good, coach. I'm good. It's not a big deal. This too shall pass." Again, that's a really mature attitude. How were you able to get to that place so quickly and get that perspective?
Man, just like you say, I mean, the things that I've been through, it's all about experience. I feel like I've experienced a lot, you know, thus far, you know, with my age. So, I mean, it's just all come with experience. You know, I feel like God, he put those obstacles in your life, you know, just so you can learn. So, just all glory to him, you know. Without him, I wouldn't be nothing. So, I mean, I just continue to strive every day to be my best self, and I'll just keep my head on the prize.
Terrace Marshall Jr. joining us. The draft is coming up on Thursday. So I laid out your numbers. When you play wide receiver at LSU, then you're a part of a tradition of some great players, and you did put up numbers. What did you take away from your time at LSU and being a part of that great receivers room?
I took away a lot, man. I definitely got better, you know, on the football field and as a person, you know, hanging around those guys, great personalities. We just made each other better. We made each other better competitors. On the field. So, every day we was going at it, you know, competition, iron sharp as iron. So, I mean, I can say I learned a lot. Definitely going to take it with me to the next level.
I've always loved that phrase, iron sharpens iron, and it does. Now, I want to say this, talking to you right now, obviously, you've got great humility, but I'm looking at the numbers that you put up, and from the outside, it seems to me, you tell me I'm right or I'm wrong, from the outside, it feels like maybe you still do not get the respect that you deserve and you have earned. Does it feel that way to you at all? And if so, does that motivate you?
Man, I just feel like, you know, wherever I'm at, that's where I'm supposed to be at. I don't really, you know, fall into all of the doubters and the politics. You know, I just do me. I just be me every day. And, you know, cream rise to the top always. So, you know, in due time, they'll feel me. You know, I mean, it's just not meant for them to. Everybody's going to pick their side. So, I mean, I just, you know, continue to do what I do. And I'll just get better every day.
You just want to be where your feet are, right?
Yes, sir.
Terrace Marshall Jr. joining us. Yes, sir. All right, so you're coming off a year where you average more than 100 yards per game. It's not just that you do one thing. You can play inside. You can play out. How much pride there is there in that versatility and the fact that you can play both inside and out?
I take a lot of pride in it, you know, because, you know, similar guys that's my size, you know, can't do that. You know, a couple of guys can't do that. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, grateful to be able to be in that position, you know, to do that. I'm just comfortable. I feel like I'm comfortable inside and out. I look at it as you know, it's just offense. You just running routes. The ball's gonna come the same way, whether you're in the slot or not. So if you just have that competitive mindset, then you'll ball anywhere on the field.
I want to talk to you for a minute, Terrace, about your great uncle, the great, great Joe Delaney. He played for Kansas City, and I'm old enough that I remember him as a player, and I remember him as a guy. In 1983, he gave his life while trying to save three boys from drowning. When did you first hear that story of him, and what did he mean to you?
And I heard it growing up at an early age, you know, from 6 to 7, you know, from 5. You know, I've been hearing that ever since I was those ages. So, I love hearing about him. You know, every time that my family talk about him, they tell me that I remind them of him. So, I mean, I definitely feel connected to him in a way. And I'm just, you know, getting this torch that he passed on to me. You know, he only played 1 year in the NFL and then before he passed. So, you know, I'm just, you know, just continuing my legacy, my own legacy, and I'm also continuing his that he passed off.
I mean, he was such a beloved figure and such a great player. And as you point out, everybody in your family talks about how much you were like Joe. That is such amazing praise. Like, what's it mean to hear that praise and to hear yourself be compared to such a special person like Joe?
Oh, man, it's loving, man. I don't take it for granted, most definitely. I feel like my family support me to the fullest. And, I mean, I'm just doing it all for them and also for me and also for God. So, just, you know.
I appreciate your thoughts on that. He was a special, special guy. And what a great player. Terrace Marshall Jr. joining me for a few more moments. You know, this isn't something you talk about, but it's something you live. As an example, people around the program at LSU tell stories about the times that you've cleaned up the locker room or the fact that you're the one to collect the balls after a session with the jugs machine, and then you put the jugs machine back, or that you just pick up the trash around the facility. When you're a star player, you don't need to do those things. So why do you?
Man, I just like to help people out, you know, in the best way possible, to put other people in better positions, you know, for their day. So that's just my mindset. Treat everybody good and treat everybody the same. You know, just make everybody feel important around the building wherever I'm at. So, I mean, that's just the way I live and how I move by.
You know, there's another motto, actually, that's important to you, and that's M2B. What does that stand for, and why is that something that is central to your story?
Oh, it says meant to be. And one thing that I live by is, you know, just everything happens for a reason. It's all in God's hands. So that's just the definition of it. It pretty much just correlates to everybody, every life, you know, on earth. That every situation that they go through is just meant to happen, and it's already written, you know. They're going to overcome whatever they're going through.
I like it. All right, so at the very top of the conversation, I asked you, are you still talking to teams? And you said yes. So when you talk to NFL teams, what do you want them to know about who you are and what you bring to the team on the field?
I just want them to know that I'm, for one, just a smart student of the game, and two, that they can trust me, you know, that I'll be trustworthy enough to come on their team and dominate right away.
Let me ask you this finally, too. There's a lot of talk about you going in the first round. Is that something that's important to you to go in the first round, or is it more important to go to the right place with the right fit?
To me, it's more important to go in the right situation. You know, that's best fits for me. So, I mean, it's important for rookies, you know, to go into a good situation. So I just want to, you know, be put into the best situation and just get my foot in the door.
He is a national champion, and I laid out the numbers, tied for number 4 in school history in career TD receptions. The NFL draft is getting underway on Thursday. A former wide receiver with LSU, Terrace Marshall Jr. Terrace, great to have you on the show. Nice to speak with you. Good luck on Thursday, and we'll all be watching closely.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate you. And I appreciate you saying that, too. I like that, man.